tough match.
Haven't played Paul before, done a little bit of scouting, but he played very well today. And then Segerman's very, very dangerous, big serve on him. But yeah, we've been working on a lot of things recently, and it's definitely paid off today. I think maybe they got a little bit safer in the end, and then we were able to capitalise and come through in straight sets, which is always a bonus, especially against big servers.
So yeah, very, very happy to be into the third round in straight sets. And yeah, I actually don't know who we play. I don't look at the draw, so we'll go again on whenever we play.
The story's emerged over the last 24 hours, which clearly you know about. Just tell us what you're thinking, what you think about the news and the decision, and have you been privy to meeting?
Yeah, I mean, I heard about it maybe a couple of days ago now. I think the boys, I think it was Vavasori and Arevalo, who were on the council, were told about it, and then they kind of filtered it down to us. Yeah, it's not great news, really. I mean, it would be nice if they kind of were a bit more open and told the players about it. But yeah, I think it's just amazing that they can take opportunities away from doubles guys. I think doubles is an integral part of the sport. It's played all around the world, I think, at all levels. And yeah, it's taking kind of jobs away from people like physios, coaches, and everybody that's around the team. So it's not, in my opinion, the best option for doubles going forward. It's disappointing to see, and hopefully they can come up with a better proposal or plan in the future.
And what's the overriding emotion among double players you spoke to? Is it anger, frustration, both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's being not being able to kind of be at the table and kind of the ATP talk about it to us. It's kind of come out of the blue, really. I knew they were doing like an overall review of doubles the last couple of years, and I hadn't heard anything about it. And then out of the blue, the thought, let's take jobs away from doubles guys and other people associated with the sport. So that's kind of not nice to hear. But yeah, I'm just hoping that they rethink their ideas and think of the whole picture in the end.
Do you see the rationale for it in any way or not?
No, not particularly. I mean, I'm going to be very biased because I'm a doubles player. I'm going to the later parts of my career. I think when it comes in, it's 2028, so I'll probably be, I think it's 38, I'll be coming to latter parts of my career. But it's more about the future and the people that are coming through now. It's not something they're going to be worried about. I'm not saying I'm retiring. I'm just saying, like, I'd like to play a lot more years, but it's probably not. It's uncomfortable for the guys that are moving up in the rankings. They're still young. And yeah, they'll be very worried about it. So yeah, it would be nice if they could rethink their ideas and be a bit more open with the doubles guys and ask their opinions what we think is possible. I mean, in the past, we've tried to kind of have promote the doubles a little bit more. Because I don't think it gets enough attention, with maybe like having our own social media platforms and trying to grow the game in that sense. Mm-hmm. And the doubles guys paying for that platform, but the ATP didn't want that. The doubles guys are putting things out there, but it seems to be getting blocked quite a bit of the time.
And just back to the tennis, you said you don't look at the draw. Would you like to find out who you have?
Yeah, I don't mind. In the next round, I don't mind you telling me.
So you've got either Cash and Tracy, yeah, or Kokkinakis and Kovacevic.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
I mean, I'm not going to say it sounds great, yeah. Whoever we play in the next round is going to be very difficult. We've played Cash Tracy once before, and then Kokkinakis, Kovacevic, obviously amazing singles guys, very dangerous. Kokkinakis won Australian Open with Nick Kyrgios a few years ago, so he knows his way around the doubles court. So wherever we play, we're going to be have to bring our A game, and it's going to another opportunity to play on the these amazing courts at Wimbledon. Yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Just in terms of your match today, obviously it came down to a few points in the tie breaks. Yeah. What helps you most in those high pressure situations? Do you think it's like experience, or like, is there a particular way you kind of face those sorts of situations?
Yeah, in tie breaks, I think it's fine margins. I think the scouting that we do pre-match definitely helps, where the guys like to serve in big moments. And I think it's just being clear in your mindset of when you step up to line to hit a serve, that your partner's going to be very much on your side and help you out as much as possible. So you're kind of just thinking, not trying to win the point by yourself, kind of a 1-2 combo, and just backing your partner no matter the situation. If things don't go well, then trying to give him some good energy and speak to him to kind of bring him back into a good frame of mind. Yeah, it's just small margins, and yeah, I think maybe a little bit of experience also helped us today.
Neil, seeing that the future for doubles is not very bright, do you think it will help if doubles players get together, like, and try to think about sort of a boycott or something like that? Like a protest?
I mean, I don't think a protest would probably be the best situation moving forward. I didn't go to the doubles meeting the other day that the players had, because it was later in the evening and I was playing the next day, so I couldn't attend, but I obviously saw the details of the meeting and what the ATP was putting forward. I don't think boycotting would help, because we obviously want to play, but we just want the ATP to kind of be a bit more open and just come to the table and speak to us and see what we think and how we can help in some way. That's kind of what time will only tell if they're open to that idea.
Mm-hmm. And have you had the feeling over the last few years that the ATP are sort of trying to, not necessarily force you out, but in some ways trying to sort of devalue what you do in some ways?
I mean, I think they've obviously tried different things over the last couple of years. I think starting the doubles a bit later in the Masters Series event, in the second week, which I think is actually a good thing. I think there's obviously less doubles guys at the start of the tournament on site, so it's less busy, and then we come on site and there's obviously more matches later in the week to ground passes to be able to for people to watch, which is a good idea. I think they tried to kind of limit the time in between points because it was taking too long. Sometimes the points in between the points was a bit too quick, we found. It was very unrealistic to kind of keep to the time limit. I think everyone's trying to find a way for doubles to get better in some way. I think if it's getting on the TV more or getting better press, we go back to like the singles and the doubles. They tried to do a draw where it was like singles versus doubles every round at the start. But the doubles guys, they don't have an issue with the singles guys. It's nothing to do with singles versus doubles at all. It's just taking the opportunities away from doubles.
Mm-hmm. Given the changes you've been kind of asked to make as an event, and then also, I suppose, given the US Open, the mixed doubles, that kind of change and left a lot of doubles specialists not able to play. Is it a bit demoralising, really, in terms of like,
feels like you guys
getting the, this phrase, kind of the end of the stick or whatever, the end of the wedge?
Yeah, I think doubles guys, we understand where we are in the sport, but I don't think we should be devalued. And I think the US Open mixed doubles, you saw, they gave a wild card to Bavasoia and Irani and they won the tournament. I think some people don't appreciate how much effort we put in day out to this sport, and it's not like we just turn up to tournaments, have a giggle and just go to the next tournament. We really put we have a lot of sacrifices. We go on tour, we miss family, just like everybody else. And yeah, it's obviously difficult. I understand why the US Open did the mixed doubles thing, but obviously there was a lot of money spent on tickets to on Arthur Ashe, and I think it was Louis Armstrong that they played it. Mm. But I think, yeah, I just think doubles moving forward, there's definitely a market, and I think I think doubles, there is a place in tennis, and hopefully the ATP can come to an agreement with the players in some way.